Tex-Mex gets a bad rap from certain self-described purists. It's blamed for all the lousy Mexican fast food chains. People say that it's just bastardized northern Mexico food with too much of everything, from sour cream and cheese to chilies and tomatoes. And that's sort of where food writer and Clarkson Potter editor Francis Lamb stood for years. But one of his buddies is Texas Food Authority Rob Walch. Now, this man writes, walks, talks, and eats Texas. So Rob sent Francis to an Austin place called Amaya's Taco Village. Well, Amaya's turned around Francis's thinking, so much so that he tracked down Rob Walch to talk Tex-Mex with a more open mind.
Great to have you today, Rob.
Hey, good to be here.
So, Rob, the question for you today is Tex-Mex a legit American regional cuisine?
Well, of course it is, but it's kind of complicated. I mean, the regional cuisine that is now called Tex-Mex has been here in Texas for a long time. I mean, dating all the way back to the Spanish missions, really. But we always called it Mexican food. The line in the sand was drawn by Diana Kennedy in her book Cuisines of Mexico, when she said that that so-called Mexican food north of the border isn't really Mexican food. And so everybody suddenly had to reconsider what Mexican food really was. But eventually, you know, you have to admit, okay, if Mexicans want to distinguish between their cuisine, their culture, and that cuisine north of the border, then we have to accept that Tex-Mex, which is what we've come to call Mexican cuisine in Texas, isn't really Mexican food. So the next bit of logic is, well, if it isn't really Mexican food, what is Tex-Mex? And the answer has to be an American regional cuisine. And I'm very comfortable with that. I'm proud of it.
Mm. But I think for a lot of people, and to be completely frank, myself included for a long time, I thought when you walk into any old, you know, Joe Schmo Mexican restaurant and you see under enchiladas or see under tacos, choice of beef, chicken, or cheese, that means you're not eating, quote-unquote, real Mexican food, and that means you're looking at Tex-Mex. But can you tell me what really are the important dishes of Tex-Mex cooking?
Well, let me turn the tables on you for a second. Have you spent much time in Mexico?
I haven't.
You know, when you get to Mexico, you start looking for this real Mexican cuisine that everybody's talking about, and, you know, you find Nescafe coffee for breakfast and Bimbo sweet rolls instead of the egg tacos you're used to, and you realize that what we call authentic Mexican food is really a couple of cherry-picked dishes from some great cuisines that are spread all over the country. Tex-Mex is a Texas version of Mexican food, and it's a commercial cuisine for the most part. It mostly exists in restaurants, but it was kind of adapted from Tejano home cooking. The Spanish pulled out of Texas in the late 1700s and left behind Spanish-speaking mission Indians who became known as the Tejanos. They came from Native American stock, and they were really not Mexicans. They had never lived in Mexico. They had been acculturated by the Spanish missionaries here in Texas. And Tex-Mex cuisine is descended from their tradition and also from a lot of Canary Islanders who were brought to San Antonio by the Spanish to try and expand the colonization of Texas. And the Canary Islanders brought with them a Berber flavor signature, you know, Moroccan food. There was a lot of cumin, there was a lot of garlic, a lot of chili. And those flavors, which are really dominant in chili con carne, became the flavor signature of Tex-Mex. It's very different from Mexican food. Diana Kennedy is prone to say that, you know, Tex-Mex includes way too much cumin. But if you compare it to Arab food, you suddenly understand where that flavor signature comes from.
Mm. So aside from chili con carne, what are other dishes that we might see that kind of influence? Like, what are the other dishes of Tex-Mex cuisine?
Well, you know, to stick with chili con carne for just a second, Raul Molina Jr., a Tex-Mex entrepreneur who grew up in the apartment above his family's restaurant, where his mom was the cook, his father was the waiter, and he was the busboy, told me that in the early days of Tex-Mex, it was basically just short order cooking plus chili con carne. He said people came in, his mom had a big pot of chili con carne, she'd make scrambled eggs with chili, she'd make steak with chili, she'd make a hamburger with chili, she'd make just about anything and add chili, and that became Tex-Mex. And Rob Molinas told me that, you know, after Glenn Bell invented Taco Bell out in San Bernardino, California, and started to come across the country with his preformed taco shells, that was when Tex-Mex restaurants first tried making preformed taco shells. So I blame the sort of fast food influence on Tex-Mex entirely on California.
So my first experience with great Tex-Mex food was a recommendation of yours when you told me to go to Amaya's Taco Village in Austin. And I was blown away by the fajita tacos and how the tortillas were clearly freshly made, but also a little bit fried. And I know there's these things called puffy tacos. Can you tell me about these different variations on tacos?
Well, back in the days before the preformed taco shell, tacos were always fried to order. And a puffy taco is when you take a fresh masa tortilla, one that hasn't been cooked yet. When you buy a package of tortillas in the supermarket, they're masa discs which have been cooked. A fresh masa tortilla which hasn't been cooked yet, when dropped into a deep fryer, will puff up. And if you hold it in a taco, a U-shaped holder, it makes what you call a puffy taco shell. These are absolutely delicious. They're crispy on the outside, kind of soft in the middle. They're just fabulous. A variation that was especially famous in Austin was called the crispy taco. It was slightly cooked and then deep fried, so it had a crispy outside, a soft interior. It didn't puff up quite as much. Mm. And that's the tradition which Amaya's Taco Village continues.
All right, well, I need to get back down there. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Rob.
Well, thanks for calling, Francis.
Rob Walch is author of The Hot Sauce Cookbook. Francis Lamb is an editor for Clarkson Potter. Find Rob's recipe for Mexican shrimp cocktail on the website, splendidtable.org.